Thanks. Has anybody else tried to put on your headphones and smack yourself in the face?
Snapped yourself in the ear.
Uh-huh. I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, it just did me. It got me a right muff smack to the upper lip when I went to try to put my headphones on this morning. So that'll wake you up in case you want to try that. It's Carly Pierce. A little help there from that familiar voice, Chris Stapleton. And we don't even fight anymore. Morning, everybody. Happy Monday. I mean, Tuesday. Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I don't want to start all over again the week. Today is English Language Day, something that I demolish every day. There's not too many people that are perfect at the English language.
No.
You know?
Is that related to National Talk Like Shakespeare Day?
I don't know.
Because that's today, too.
It is. But, you know, Shakespeare had obviously a way of talking, and German Beer Day.
Okay.
In fact, if you mix all of those together.
And combine it with National Take a Chance Day.
Right. Now, you don't want to combine it with School Bus Driver's Day.
No, School Bus Driver Appreciation Day. I know we have some school bus drivers that listen to us.
We do, yeah. We're kind of lucky that they actually play us on the bus until they can't.
Yeah, that's risky.
Then they say, well, or sometimes I have to turn the volume down. But the wheels on the bus go round and round, and we appreciate our bus drivers. World Table Tennis Day.
Kay.
Love me some ping pong. I don't play it very often, but you have a set.
I do. I have a ping pong table in the basement.
Yeah.
That we play once in a while.
Do you paddle every once in a while?
Absolutely.
Right on. And play table tennis.
Yes.
Ping pong. good day to get a little bit of ping pong in. National Picnic Day. Hey. It's a picnic.
Boo-boo.
Good day to eat outside if you want to. Later on today will be nice. Should be mostly sunny and 75, so that is kind of nice for you to be able to. And then you can play some ping pong after.
And enjoy some cherry cheesecake.
Yeah.
Yum.
How does that sound?
That's probably one of my favorites.
World Book Day. Perfect day to find a quiet little spot, curl up with a good book. People still read. Did you know that?
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have not picked up a book since the third grade. but it seems like it's been forever. I mean, a book, you know? Does my 2005 Ford Escape owner's manual count as a book?
No.
Because I've got some fuse issues going on there, but
I don't read as a kid. My favorite thing to do was grab a Hardy Boys mystery and make a tuna fish sandwich and hot chocolate.
Oh, wow.
And go get in a corner and read the whole thing.
Oh, that does sound good.
I'd read the whole thing in a day.
Wow.
One of my favorite books as a kid was Mouse and the Motorcycle.
Yeah.
The Witch's Bridge. All of the Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew. There was Alfred Hitchcock. It was kind of like the Hardy Boys. It was called The Three Investigators. I've always loved true crime.
Don't you? And even now.
I guess that wasn't true crime.
Just, yeah, but now it's just moved to Court TV and
like
Dateline.
Like mysteries. Yeah.
But it is, I just miss the simpler days. And now you get caught up in, and you can spend hours going down the rabbit hole of some reels or TikTok things or whatever. And not even having to use your mind. Just mindless crap,
right.
You know? So I do miss those days. Not that I was a huge book reader, and it's really hard. I'm sure it's really hard for a lot of people to tell that I'm not well versed. I can't even get it out all the way. It's National Take a Chance Day, a day to step out of your comfort zone, try something new,
and listen to ABBA.
Take a chance on me.
Yep,
that's it. If you were to step out and take a chance on something.
Oh.
If you didn't have any other responsibilities today, you put it all aside, you don't have any work responsibilities, nothing. Of course, I know most of us would get to our to-do list. That's the first thing. You think, oh, I got to get out in the garage, or I got to work in the yard, or I got to, you know. But if you try putting that all aside, what would you take a chance on? Maybe Maybe you want to start a new hobby.
Yeah, I might go test drive an Indian Scout.
Yeah, there you go. Take a chance on your life.
I know.
And others.
I know, it's scary. Lives. What would you do?
Man, something that I've really been wanting to do is build my own home studio. And I know that's not nice. Really, I know that's kind of like
what's holding you back?
Stuff.
Stuff?
Yeah. Just a little bit of trying to find the right location in the house.
Okay.
Trying to find the right room, the right location, and then really just getting around to it. I know several other people in our industry that have done this, and obviously at Rona sped things up.
Right.
Or at least introduced a lot of people to doing home studios. So it's really just a matter of just getting around to it. Just ordering the materials and talking to a few people and getting her done. Lee, what about you? Take a chance on.
Oh my gosh.
Or you can think about it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to think about that.
Yeah, think about that one.
Go to hct.org or call 801-984-9000. Come enjoy Hills Center Theater's May We All. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Man, I'm kind of a nut for Hale Center Theater and the plays they do. They'd really do a great job.
I have never been there, but I'm going Friday.
We are. Both you and I are going Friday.
Wow.
I can't wait to see this production.
Yeah.
Because I know that you normally don't like going to.
I know, but this is country music related.
Yeah. And she has to.
So it's I'm all part about of it.
And she has to.
I'm on special assignment, yes. As Tracy would say.
Yeah. So, but other than that, I think she's really looking forward to it, you know?
No, I really am.
Yeah, it is. And they do everything. It's just spot on. I just can't say enough about how much talent we have here in this valley.
We do. We really do.
And man, it's really, they are fun to watch. We are looking at a decent day today, just mostly sunny by later on this afternoon. If we can get through a few little sprinklage things here and there this morning, we're looking at a high today of 75 degrees.
Right now it's 49 and cloudy downtown.
Today's show is brought to you by Tuesday. I wonder if it's called Tuesday because it's the second day of the week.
Riley Green right there on the Z. He's going to be hitting the stage on Friday of the Big Old Country Fan Fest going on out there at Deseret Peak Complex in Tooele County. Chase Rice, Aaron Watson, another full lineup of great, incredible artists, and 4 days at Country Fan Fest. Riley Green, you know, I first started when that song starts out and I don't look up at the computer when they have new music that comes out and you start to try to get familiar with some of the new songs. That song starts out an awful lot. And I thought, well, that's weird. I don't remember the song from Tim McGraw. and when he goes on to sing it, not so much, but I mean, you know, but at first it just kind of started to sound like that. Good morning, everybody. It is book day today. Let's take a look at maybe some parts of the country that are better than others for book lovers. According to a new study,
analysts looked at a number of metrics, including the number of bookstores, libraries, and book clubs. Found the best place to be if you're an avid reader is welcome to New York.
The Big Apple.
It's New York. The Big Apple has more bookstores and public libraries than any other city. Here are the other top cities for book lovers.
Chicago comes in at number 2.
San Francisco.
Then L.A.
Seattle.
Philadelphia.
Houston.
Washington, D.C.
Portland, Oregon.
And then San Diego. Sorry, I was chuckling. I thought, I didn't know if anybody read anything in Washington, D.C. Except maybe stuff that, anyway, I won't get political about it. So, Utah, not in the top 10 as far as top book readers. Now, we also have, we love list.
Yeah.
And there's also another survey here that was done. Do you sleep with a stuffed animal?
I sleep with real animals.
Yeah, you do. So you, do you know of anyone other than, I mean, other than kids? I mean, you know.
I know some kids, but I don't know any adults.
Right.
It's fine if you do.
What's the big stuffed animal trend right now? I mean, what would.
I mean, the Squishmallows were kind of big. I don't know if they still are.
Kind of depends on what the kid's into,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I know that some kids are into Toy Story, and so they have little stuffed animals of, you know, stuffed Woody and
that came out wrong.
Yeah, that really came out wrong. Buzz Lightyear, you know, Jesse, part of Toy Story. As a survey also found that 40% of adults still sleep with a stuffed animal.
40%? That is, that's a lot of people.
40% of adults. That's nearly half. Don't know. Interesting question to ask yourself with that. Do you? Now, look, if you don't want anybody to know, if you want it to just be your secret, you could always let us know anonymously, and we won't say your name, but it would be interested to know. Okay, do you? And then what is your stuffed animal? You know? If you are into that. Maybe it's a unicorn. I know that some adults are into unicorns.
Right.
You know, just they get a little obsession with unicorns. Maybe it's that big stuffed animal that you won from Lagoon. Maybe. That big stuffed bear that's three times, you know, bigger than a human and takes up half the bed. Do you guys, I think we've all done this where you get those big, huge stuffed animals like that. I really haven't gone out and bought one, but if you can win it.
Just walking around Lagoon with that thing, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
I did it. Yeah. I am bad A.
And, you know, your girlfriend or wife at the time, and you have them carry it. Cause and then you walk around like, oh,
I did that.
Oh, yeah.
I did that.
I tossed the softballs into the milk can. Yeah.
I threw out my shoulder.
Yeah.
But I wanted that teddy bear.
And it cost me $482 to do it. But I won.
Yeah, let's keep going.
I won it. Yeah, just keep going. And hand me more things and...
Somebody says, I sleep with a little tiger that my boyfriend won me the day he met my kids.
Cool.
Aww.
Love that.
Yeah.
Because then it kind of brings back those memories. And anyway, I was going to go on to say with those big stuffed animals, don't they really just end up at the DI after a while?
Probably.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, what else can you do with them? I mean, you know, sometimes they get ripped and sometimes the, you know, stuff comes out of them and then you... take a chance today. We asked the question earlier to Lee. I don't know if she's been thinking about it or she's probably just been busy doing traffic, but take a chance. What would, if you could step out and take a chance on something, what would it be today?
Good morning, Angels.
Morning, Dave.
How's everybody feeling today?
So good.
Pretty good.
Did you get a good night's rest? Yeah, I know.
I did, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah. I went through a rough patch last week. But
I was kind of a tossy-turny person last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't know why.
It can wear on you, can it?
It certainly can.
You know? But then what you do is you open up the mic and you fake it till you make it, and nobody else knows any different.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done this? And I'm sure because it's our line of work that I feel bad about this all the time, you know, and that is, oh, you sounded so happy on the air. And then you go home and you're like, oh, this did. And it's like, well, you sounded fine on the air today.
Well, I have a question, guys. Do you ever just not remember what you talked about? People say, I loved how you talked about this.
And all the time.
Yeah.
Did? All the time.
It's like, I don't remember what we talked about.
No.
It's like it goes in my head, it goes out of my mouth, and then it's done.
Yeah. I get it all the time. In fact, it's almost on a daily basis. I'll go home because my wife, she wants to at least pretend like she's into my work. So, you know, I'll come home. She'll say, oh, guys, what'd you talk about? And it could be at 10:30 in the morning. No, I can't remember.
I don't know.
We do have some stuffed animal stuff. We sleep with a mini tiger because my dog has to have it in bed with her. I sleep with Eeyore. I got it from Build-A-Bear for Christmas.
Sleeps with a mini tiger.
And the tiger. I saw a tiger and the tiger saw a man. Don't say my name. My wife's in her 60s, and she sleeps with either a stuffed animal or a blanket.
Cool. All right.
I have a stuffed hippo. My best friend has a stuffed otter. She takes it everywhere.
I sleep with three pillows. Does that count as a stuffed animal? Kind of.
I mean, kind of. There are a lot of judgmental people around. Stuffed animals for adults. But I just turned 24 and got a weighted shark that I sleep with. Yeah.
So I think that helps. I think it can help.
Yeah, whatever.
I have a Squishmallow.
Oh,
I
you
don't
do?
Sleep with it.
What is that?
It's just a big squishy, it's like a pillow.
They're kind of like a marshmallow animal.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, it's squishy. It's
yeah, they're really soft
it's
and
a little
squishy.
It's a koala.
Oh, okay. All right.
But gotcha. I don't really sleep with stuff because I get hot, so too many things.
Yeah, around you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then, you just wait till cuddling comes around. If you don't like that, spooning can be a whole different thing. Now,
I cannot be touching anybody when I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
I have to, yeah. I just have to.
You have to flail your arms when you need to.
I just can't. I just can't.
Yeah. I think cuddling, you know, you can start out to spoon, but then
when you're serious about going to sleep.
Yeah, then you separate.
You got to disengage.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We're back at it again. Time for the Pledge of Allegiance. On the line with us right now, what's your name?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Wonderful.
Lisa, good. Do you sleep with a stuffed animal?
No, I don't.
Well, it's okay if you do. We're just taking a little poll.
I really don't.
No, that's all right.
I have a puppet, but it hangs from the ceiling. I don't sleep with it.
You what? You have a puppet that hangs from the ceiling?
Yeah. You know, the one on strings with the the arms and the legs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a marionette type of puppet?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Wow. Is it creepy, or, I mean, do you do this?
It is a little creepy. It is. I won't lie. Creepy looking.
Okay. All right. Well, to each their own. I'm glad that helps you out, and we appreciate you calling in, helping us out with the pledge. What area are you calling from this morning?
Thank you. Tooele.
Right on. Appreciate you taking us along. Thanks so much. Lisa, it's all yours with the pledge.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God bless America.
Driving down the street today, I saw a sign for lemonade. They were the cutest kids I'd ever seen in this front yard. As they handed me my glass, smiling, thinking to myself, man, what a picture perfect postcard this would make of America. It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a ride in a Chevrolet, it's a man. Thank you.
It's a kid with a chance. It's a rock and roll band. It's a farmer cutting hay. It's a big flag flying in the summer wind over a fallen hero's grave.
Rodney Atkins and It's America, not to be confused with Rhett Akins, which isn't be confused with Thomas Rhett Akins, which we appreciate. Lisa calling in from the Tooele area this morning, helping us out with the Pledge of Allegiance. Good way to get the day off to a good start. Maybe you want to live in a van down by the river.
Living in a van down by the river!
Now, maybe that sounds like a pretty good idea. Chris Farley, of course, the old Matt Foley character, might have been more inspirational than we thought.
My name is Matt Foley.
That's right. A full third of Americans actually say that they wouldn't mind living down in a van by the river.
30,000 people were asked, would you ever consider van life? Now, they defined it as a lifestyle that involves living and traveling in a converted van.
And that's why we mentioned about a third, 36% of Americans said yeah, including 13% who actually want to do that. 52% said nah, and 9% aren't quite sure. Almost half of the people under 30 like the idea. And that was big with that unfortunate case, couple, that young couple that was traveling around in that little white van, and then he ended up, you know, killing her, and then he ended up killing himself. I can't remember the...
Gabby Petito?
Yes.
This same poll also found 44% of us wouldn't mind living in a tiny house with less than 500 square feet. Hmm. Do you ever watch Tiny Home Living or Tiny Houses? Or
I live it. I don't need to watch it. I are it.
Actually, you do. Yeah, you do. I don't know... They're adorable. They're compact.
Yeah.
They're minimalistic, which I like. But I also, somebody asked me yesterday, could you ever live in a tiny house? And I'm like, I don't think I could.
Yeah. You'd have to have a yard. You have to have some kind of an escape.
I mean, where do you put all your tools? Where do you put?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I've.
I mean, I guess you could buy a large-scale container.
Yes, you could.
Put it in there.
Yes, you could. And I have people ask me all the time, would you like to do the full-time RVing thing? And I'm like, yeah, when I lose my job here, I'm going to have to. But I will have to do this.
Living in a van down by the river!
But would you want to do it?
Voluntarily?
Yeah.
Yeah, not. I wouldn't mind, actually. In fact, I just talked to a couple yesterday, a couple days ago that sold their house in South Jordan. They were telling me they live full time in a fifth wheel, and they'll be 6 months up in Heber, and then they're going to move on to the next place. And they just live full time. Financially, it's always kind of an awkward question. I'll always try to say it in some way or another, like, man, I could do that financially. I could do it, you know, but you got to have some money tucked away.
Maybe from the sale of their home.
Yeah, you could live off that for a while. I'm sure it would be enough that if you could probably get enough out of your home to obviously pay for an RV outright, so you don't owe anything that way. But then the cost of living just sort of day by day and gas and other things would have to, I guess, come out of the other part, or maybe they have...
Were they maybe on Social Security?
Maybe he's retired, yeah.
Maybe they have
one
a pension.
Of them still work, yeah. That would work too as well. In fact, I might not be here tomorrow morning. this is all. Today might be my last day. Is it bad if I retire with 24 hours notice?
Yes.
Is it?
Because that involves me. So no, you can't do it.
Top three for me, right there, of Morgan Wallen songs.
Oh, Morgan Wallen songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
Just love
that song. What's your other two?
The other one is, Thought
You Should Know?
Yeah, that one.
I'm glad it's your favorite.
And then the other one I like now is Cowgirls.
Cowgirls with Ernest.
So those are my top three. What about you? If you had to narrow down top three for Morgan Wallen songs.
I don't know that they'd be single. They might be album cuts.
That's all right. She's Googling.
Let's see. Cover Me Up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too. I get that requested at weddings.
Oh, do you?
I do. Quite a bit, actually.
Cover Me Up. I do love Seven Summers. There's so many album cuts that I love.
Mm. I know. It's so tough.
I love Still Going Down in the Country.
Well, your time's up. And you've just filled your last three.
I love 865. I love Neon Lines or Lights. The Eyes,
okay.
I mean.
Okay.
Whiskeyed My Way Back to You. I don't know.
So in other words, there's no way for you to narrow down your top three right now.
I'll just say Cover Me Up and Seven Summers.
And not Cowgirls?
And Cowgirls.
Yeah.
Okay, Cowgirls. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I do love that song.
That is a good one. All right, it's time to announce our Instant Cash Song of the Day at 7 o'clock, and we do this each morning, Monday through Friday. This is the song you should be listening for to win some cash.
It is What My World Spins Around, Jordan Davis.
Okay.
And it is going to play for sure this hour. When you hear it, your caller Z385-292-1043. You're going to win $250, and we've got $1,000 going out the door today. So 7 a.m. hour, 10 a.m. hour, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. hour. Listen for What My World Spins Around by Jordan Davis.
When, like you said, just as many times you can get through. So, and we do. We have multiple winners all the time on those things. So it's fun to see. Your bank account will be spinning around with tons of money.
And now, a long-distance dedication.
I'm going to become a DJ.
You can't be a DJ.
A music DJ.
Okay, it's a DJ.
DJ.
Oh, you're a DJ.
We got the best DJ. You know DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Oh! Ladies and gents,
I got the DJ.
Introducing.
That is good old T-Hub. Tyler Hubbard doing Back Then, Right Now. Back when you could take a pic and not have to post it. Isn't that nice? Not have to worry about all of that stuff. And then you post it and then you get all of the criticism. Well, I noticed you got a little bald spot going. looks like you put on a little bit of weight.
I hate that.
Yeah, you post it. No matter what you do, man, somebody will critique it out there. It doesn't matter what it is. You could have the most picture perfect. You know, it's like, I noticed your left pinky was sort of weird in the picture. Yes, you know. If you want to grab yourself some cash, here are some things that you can in your house actually sell for parts. Which, you know, you're thinking about it and you're like, what could I sell for parts?
Well, the first one is only in your house if you count the garage.
Yeah.
Any old junker vehicles you've got probably have more valuables inside than anything else. An old engine could net you $500. The airbags. Have you ever thought about selling your airbags, Dave?
Have you ever thought about selling your airbags, Dave?
I don't have airbags. These are real. The airbags alone could be worth $200. Four more things you could sell for parts.
Yeah, no, I didn't even think about. Have you heard of some of those stories where somebody will sell a junker car that they think was a junker, but it ended up being just some antique from back in the day because it's been sitting out in grandpa's back field or back 40.
Antiques Roadshow, that kind of stuff happens all the time.
Yeah.
But somebody will think they have, you know, a China set from the Ming Dynasty or something. And
right.
They're like, no, this was a S&H
IKEA.
Green stamp set from 1972.
But it is. Man, you hate to see some of those things go for, you know, in fact, I had a buddy that posted, I think he just listed, I don't know where he put it. It was on something. And he listed it for like $100 for a headboard.
Okay.
And then somebody got on and goes, are you kidding me? They were going back and forth. I think it might have been just an eBay thing or something. And they were like, what the, what? And evidently it was supposed to be some antique headboard, something from Chinese ancient history. It was funny you said that back really? In the day. Yeah. And so people started saying, well, I'll pay you $1,000 for
wow.
it. I'll pay, you know, and I'm like, wow, that's a cool thing. So I think he ended up hanging on to it.
I'm keeping this item.
Four things. Computers. Rip that old laptop, you know, up and sell it for parts on eBay. Even stuff from older computers could still be worth a few bucks. I don't know what. You know what I mean? There's, I have these old laptops that I have nothing to do. I guess you can shred them, can't you?
Yeah, drill them out or whatever, yeah. throw them away. I don't know.
I mean, some people go around to those metal shredder things. Right. That, you know what I mean?
Board games. eBay has a whole section dedicated to buying and selling old game pieces and parts.
All right. Electric guitars. You might only just need a screwdriver to take one apart, take it apart, and then you think sell things like old pickups and tuning pegs can go for decent money.
Boy, I probably have a fortune in this one. Lego pieces, specifically spare pieces for old Lego sets. There's a whole website called BrickLink dedicated to selling spare pieces for Lego sets.
Yeah, there you go. A little way to make a little extra cash around the house by just selling some of your things. Hopefully you can make a little bit of cash. There are some people that are really good at this stuff. You know, they'll take a table, they'll sell it, they'll do, or vice versa. They'll buy some stuff that people have and refurnish it. And refurbish
it all the time.
It, you know?
It'll be like 3 boys t-shirts, size 5T, $5.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow. See, I wouldn't want to mess with that.
Right.
I just
right
send it to Savers or the DI or whatever. Yeah.
I tried that with my underwear. And I even put very, very little use, very few skid marks.
No,
and
nobody
I'll
wants
be
that.
Danged if nobody even took that, me up on that offer. It was crazy.
That's surprising.
Hey, May 4th, may the 4th be
may
with
the
you.
The 4th be with you.
Is coming up here. And guess what I bought the other day?
Blue milk. You can drink blue milk. You can drink blue milk. It's almost here.
It is here.
You bought, I bought some Star Wars blue milk?
I did. I bought some Star Wars blue milk the other day. And it's not bad, actually. It has a, it's 1%, I think, so it's a low-fat milk. But you can't taste it. I mean, you can't taste that it's low fat. It is
vanilla flavored.
It's vanilla flavored.
Yeah.
Has a little bit of a vanilla flavor to it. And so it's not bad. It's a little high in carbs, higher than I usually like. So I'd use it just to splurge. But you can also make a little bit of cha-ching on the side if you want to watch and rate all 9 Star Wars movies. This is a fun way to make a little extra money. And if you're a big Star Wars fan, why not? You know, Finance Buzz wants to pay you a Wookiee $1,000 to watch all of the movies.
Now, the caveat is they want someone who's never seen a Star Wars movie or TV show before. The Chosen One will give an outsider's perspective and will rate and evaluate the movies in the order they were released. So starting with Episode 4, that's 25 hours and 7 minutes of movie watching. Finance Buzz will also kick in $100 for snacks and streaming fees. You must be 18 to apply, and applications are being accepted until the 4th of May.
Now, if that doesn't seem like very much, you're thinking, well, gosh, 25 hours, that's still $40 an hour. That works out
and
to be $40 an hour.
And all you're doing is eating popcorn and watching a movie.
Yeah. So that might not be a bad little gig for you. All right. What might not be a bad little gig, and that is to call us right now. And our studio line is open. Hit it. It is 385-292-1043 is our number.
We want you to give us the straight to George phrase that pays from yesterday. And then we'll start over again at 8 a.m. this morning and do it again tomorrow. But you're going to win a pair of tickets to see George Strait, Little Big Town, Chris Stapleton, June 29th at Rice-Eccles Stadium.
Five keywords involved. If you've got them, start your dialing. Morning, Z104. You are caller Z. Who is this?
Oh, hi. This is Cindy Beck.
Hey, Cindy Beck. How about that? Now, you're halfway there. All you have to do is give us the five keywords for the straight to George phrase that pays.
Okay. So check yes or no, maybe.
Yes.
I like
That's
it.
That's it. Check Woo! Yes or no, maybe. Cindy Beck, you are going to see George Strait, Chris Stapleton, Little Big Town, June 29th, Rice-Eccles Stadium, all right?
Oh, man, that's going to be good concert.
That's going to be Woo! Amazing.
How cool is that?
that is so cool.
Have you seen George in concert?
He is one I have not seen.
Wow. He's something
one
else.
One in a million.
It's not like he jumps I'm around so on excited. The stage, but man, he can sit up there and sing 60 number one hits and just have people mesmerized from song one. Wow. And he just kind of, and now this will probably be in the round too, won't it? Up there at Rice Eccles.
I don't know how they'll have it set up.
Yeah. But, last time they had a little.
I seen Garth there, which was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. And then George will be awesome. I know all his songs, so
yeah, that's
I'll
pretty
sing
cool.
along.
Excellent. Well,
we're super happy for you. Who gives away the most concert tickets on the planet?
Planets. Hey, Z104, Dave and Deb.
I mean, and Uranus.
Yep. Hey, that's our new morning show. Tune in to Earth and Uranus on Z104, weekday mornings. all right, thanks. Hold on a second. We'll grab some more info from you here in just a little bit. Okay. Luke Combs on the Z. Hey, we are home of the shredded cheese facts.
I cannot believe this. Well, it says, have you ever noticed the dusty stuff on packaged shredded cheese?
Yeah, but isn't that supposed to be there? I mean,
it's always there, whether you see it or not. And it's an anti-caking agent. It helps the shreds from sticking. It keeps the shreds from sticking and lumping together.
So there's some different companies that you've used different methods. Now, Kraft uses cornstarch. Tillamook uses potato starch. Sargento uses powdered cellulose, which is basically refined wood pulp.
Wow.
Lucerne uses both tapioca and potato starch. And then other anti-caking agents can include a calcium sulfate, which is a component of cement.
Now, it all sounds questionable, but they're all food safe in small amounts. Still, not everyone is excited about ingesting these substances raw.
Now, which one do you buy?
Probably Kraft.
Do you really?
Yeah.
In the shredded kind?
Probably.
So, I do the Tillamook.
Kroger sometimes.
Okay. You buy a generic brand of something?
I know. Well, shredded cheese. Come on.
Well, still.
No.
If it doesn't say, now I'll buy, here are the three that I've tried lately, and that is, I've done Cache Valley.
Okay.
Sargento.
Okay.
And then Tillamook.
All right.
Tillamook.
Well, I feel good about my actions because Kraft uses cornstarch, which is totally edible.
Yeah, that's not bad. And mine uses potato starch, so I feel like I'm...
Well, your Sargento uses a refined wood pulp.
Yeah, well, that's how I get my fiber.
Right.
Now, there's a social media trend of people washing their shredded cheese before use. Most people are dumping it into the cheese into a colander, rinsing it with water and then drying it on a paper towel. Is that a colander? Did I say that wrong? Is it a colander?
I always say colander, but maybe it's colander. The water that strains out of this is cloudy and sometimes discolored, which adds theatrics to these videos of people washing their shredded cheese. It's ridiculous all around. Rinsing cheese is messy, and you have to measure it out first because you shouldn't return the clean cheese to the fridge. Even if it's dried, it can develop mold faster because you have washed off the mold inhibitors that are also added. Kraft labels theirs as natamycin.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever noticed that? If you're a Kraft person.
I haven't. Right, no.
I have noticed, though, that if I do eat too much cheese, it does back up my colander. You won't drop dead from this stuff that is included in shredded cheese, but it does seem a little unappetizing. There is kind of another option.
Obviously, you can buy a block, shred your own cheese, less convenient, but so is washing shredded cheese. It'll probably have more flavor, and it can also be cheaper.
We did that for years. Haven't done so much lately, but we did that for years. That was just the way we did it. We had a cheese shredder around, and you just bought a block.
And then sometimes you got a little bit of hand in your cheese.
Yeah, if you get too close. Hey, I didn't even need to trim my nails. Somehow,
got that taken care of. There today.
And on top of that, the nice thing about the blocks, and I don't know about y'all, but when it starts to get a little mold, you just cut it off.
Absolutely.
On the outside. You just kind of cut off the mold on the outside, and away you go.
As good as new.
There you go.
It's called a food processor, guys.
A food processor?
It's a beautiful thing.
You just put it in the food processor, and it shreds your cheese?
Yep.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, not all of us have a food processor.
I only started doing it when I found out about the whole wood and chipper, the cheese.
The wood and the cheese?
Yeah, because I would...
Now, what else do you use your food processor for? Everything?
I've sliced cucumbers, because it has like a little slicey thing, and then the shredder thing.
Sure.
But a lot of it is just shredding cheese, because I like Mexican food.
Yeah. How are they expensive?
No, not really. I think I paid 50 something bucks. It was on sale.
Oh, that's not bad. All right. Well, I thought it was kind of like a Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Only rich people can afford those kind of things.
Dave, not even.
You probably have one in each RV.
I do not. I call my body a food processor. Does that count?
Absolutely.
I put it in one hole and, well, all right, we won't get into that, but it processes food. What portion of us actually think about our next vacation while we're on a vacation? I know I do. Next time I'm going to start planning.
Where else can
I go? I'm going to start planning this sucker right now. here I am sitting by the
cabana,
beach.
You're in the cabana booking your next airfare.
Exactly, man. That's what you find out. Everyday living, cost of living, all that stuff. Our world spins around money, right?
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Yeah,
anyway.
It does make it easier. Absolutely, it does. And that's exactly the Instant Cash song of the day. That is a chance for you to call in and be caller Z, which you are. Who is this?
Hi, it's Terry Chase.
Hey, Terry Chase.
Winner! Yeah!
Can you say money, 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 cha-ching?
Money, 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 cha-ching.
There you go, buddy. You're in the money.
$250, and you can just keep on winning as many times as you can get through. Congratulations. The Instant Cash Song of the Day. Jordan Davis, What My World Spins Around, going to play again in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m. hour. Terry, it's up for grabs to you and everybody else that wants to try it, winning $1,000 a day.
Dang. Now,
awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Have you been trying since day one?
Absolutely.
Right on. Now, where do you take us along to? Are you at work?
No, I'm at home.
Oh, okay.
Home from the gym.
Oh, well, then cool.
Oh, good. I hope you did a few reps for me.
I always do.
Now, good on you, buddy. And that can pay for your gym membership for this month. And it can also buy a little extra something. Now, do you go into work today?
No, I'm worked from home.
Oh, right on, man. Just call in Rich.
Have you got a vacation planned?
No, but I need to.
Yeah, you do. Here you go. We'll get you started, all right?
All right. All right. Hey, thanks Sounds a lot, good. Man. Who's handing out the most cash?
Z104.
Appreciate you, dude. Hang on a second. Thanks. We'll grab some more info from you, all right?
Okay.
Right on. Hey, of course, we're into the NBA playoffs. I don't know if y'all know that or not. East and West are battling it out right now. I know that we're not really keeping track of it because women's dominated.
Women's far more interesting this year.
I know, right? But yes, the NBA is still going on. The Jazz season has already ended just because they didn't have such a very good second half after the All-Star break. So bless their hearts. They are, you know, still kind of hanging in there, and, you know, we'll just give it a shot again next year. Denver Nuggets hosted game two of the NBA playoffs series with the LA Lakers last night. And it was, I guess it was tied with 10 seconds left when this happened.
Denver with the timeout. We are tied. I love it. Don't call it. Tie ball game, worst can happen. We go to overtime. Murray makes a move. There's a run. The Nuggets have won! Jamal Murray with the step back over the 7-footer Anthony Davis, calling game.
Yeah, there it is. LeBron had just missed a three. Denver now leads the series 2-0. Over the Lakers. Man, you'd thought that they won the NBA year, right? championships.
Didn't Denver win it last year?
I don't know.
I think they did.
Did they? I don't know.
I think so. But, man, the Nuggets doing good.
Denver Broncos going to be winning. Zach Wilson got traded to the Denver Broncos.
I saw that. You going to go see your boy play?
Yeah, man. I shot him off a text yesterday. And
did he answer?
He's just super stoked. He did. He just goes, thanks, man. He goes, I guess it's a thing that's been just kind of hanging there for a little while, and it's been in the works. But man, I'm super stoked for him, super happy, and yeah, it puts him a little bit closer that I can buzz on over and maybe catch a Broncos game. Zach Wilson from Corner Canyon, and then from BYU, and went on to the Jets for a couple of years, and now traded to the Denver Broncos. It's KC Catch, Kenny Chesney, and take her home.
Found me some Dr. Pepper Creamy Coconut Zero Sugar and took it home last night.
Oh, yeah, baby. Now, my daughter told me about this about a week ago, and here's our Taste Test Tuesday, and that's exactly what it is. It is zero sugar. Now, did you notice, did they have a regular, like, some people don't like the no sugar stuff. I didn't see it in regular sugar.
I didn't notice because I wasn't looking for it.
Yeah, I wasn't either. But it's zero sugar, creamy coconut. We're bringing Lee in on the taste test. So
yep,
let's go.
I've opened it up already.
Crack all this right. open now here for you, and let us know what you think.
Oh, it tastes like a dirty Diet Dr. Pepper.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
isn't wow. that good?
It's very coconutty.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I like that.
Super
so.
Coconutty.
Oh yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's good.
That was awful. Sorry, guys.
Almost sounded
it makes
a little,
you burp.
Well, yeah. Carbonation wow. does that to you, right? Isn't that weird?
People are saying they do have it with regular. I have okay. normal and zero sugar. Both are good.
Yeah, this is pretty tasty.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it is nice. And over ice, can you imagine?
Somebody no, said nice, we bought a 24-pack the other day. My kids drank it all very quickly.
Yeah. I snagged the last two 12-packs at the Walmart. I was looking all over down. Oddly enough, and I'm sure grocery stores do this for some weird reason, but there is nothing down the soda pop aisle. I couldn't find it anywhere, and I thought, well, crap. You know, I mean, I'll have to look at a different thing. And then I walk down towards the check stand, and some lady's carrying one of them. And I'm like, where did you find that at? And she goes, right over there. And there's this little teeny corner tucked away with one little shelf. And there was two 12-packs left. And so I snagged them. Which, by the way, have you ever felt guilty when you the last item of something? You're like, should I leave one? Because what if one person is like me and they walk into the store and then they're, and you're like, I'll just take one. And then at least the next person that's looking for them has a chance to try it. But nope. I didn't. Yeah, I didn't.
You gotta look out for number one.
Yeah, I just grabbed both of them, and that's pretty tasty. That's our Taste Test Tuesday. Dr. Pepper, zero sugar, creamy coconut.
Consensus, yeah. Everybody likes it. Yeah. Right?
And it kind of makes you feel like you're sitting on the beach. Sipping a little
planning your
coconut.
Next vacation.
Some people think about their next vacation when they're kind of burned out at work. Others start thinking about their next vacation actually while they are on and sipping their little Mai Tais or whatever on the beach.
In a new survey, about 20% of us say they are always thinking about their next vacation while on vacation. Maybe not actively planning it, but who's not on vacation thinking, I need to do more of this?
Yes, that's the thing, is it's right there, top of the mind. And you're thinking, now, unless you're having a horrible vacation, which I guess can happen. You know, some people, maybe things go weird. Maybe you lose your driver's license or your wallet. Maybe.
If you're going to lose it on the last day. And then it's not as painful.
But the average person spent 11 days on vacation this year, or last year, excuse me, hoping to spend 15 days on vacation for this year. I'm kind of hoping for around 45, somewhere in that area. The little boost would be a good thing because 86% of people consider vacations to be a form of self-care.
Absolutely they are. About 80% of us would be interested in a do-nothing vacation, which I just did, where they sit by the pool, the beach, even inside, just reading a book or relaxing. We did no activities. We did no excursions.
You didn't venture out of even just your little area, right?
We sat in the cabana by the pool. We sat in the cabana by the beach. We swam.
Sounds
we
to
ate.
Me like the cabana is the
Yes, the cabana common. Is a must.
Yeah. Well, you got to protect your delicate little skin.
I know, right? And have a bed.
Heck yeah.
And a pillow.
Now, they didn't ask about staycations, but the nice thing about going on somewhere else is that it's easier to separate yourself from your usual chores and obligations. I love
a staycation, though. I love getting stuff done at the house.
I know, but still, it is tough to separate. And even when you go on vacation now, and I'm not going to be all whiny, but because I know a lot of people, no matter how much you try to disconnect, our world is full of technology, and sometimes, man, you just can't. I mean, unless you're one of those people that assembles part A or part B, or maybe you're retail sales, or maybe you are customer service, something where you can just walk away from it, somebody else takes over your job, and then whatever days later, you come back and you jump right back into it. But it is kind of nice to just not go into the office. Staycations, it also saves you from family asking for favors during your time off. If you know, staycations versus regular vacations. All right. So, speaking of which, I think I'm off next week, Emily.
No,
am
Dave.
I off next week?
No, you're not. You're here all week.
Okay.
This is not headline news. Reviews of Taylor Swift's new album suggest she's hit a creative low and her lyrics have never been worse. Or to put it another way, pack your toothbrush, Travis Kelce. CBS canceled CSI Vegas. CBS viewers haven't been this disappointed since their great-grandchildren took away the car keys. The city of Los Angeles may have to eliminate non-essential positions due to a financial crisis. Rest in peace, Chargers. Astronauts will take plants when they go to the moon in 2026, which puts us one step closer to many people's ultimate dream, lunar doobies. This is not headline news.
Oh, not today, Dave. Not today, Dave.
I know. I'm just kind of messing with you. However, of the three that we played yesterday, I want to see if you can identify this one, okay? Man, that's a lot of hot air. Still nothing?
It's Hotel California.
There it is, right there. Welcome to the Hotel California.
I nailed it!
Okay, wow, that's a man. And you know the bagpipes, you hear that constant
That's air.
That's all that air that they got.
That is air that has to keep moving.
Yeah, it's kind of like our morning show.
That's kind of like me.
The welcome to the Hotel California bit when he's just like
right is on the little flutey thing.
I'm impressed.
It is right. Weather doth be sunny by later on.
It's speak like Shakespeare Day today.
Shall it be 75?
You sound like Life of Brian, Monty Python. Rats on a stick.
Oh, yeah. Run away! Run away! it will be nice by later on this afternoon. I know we're starting out kind of cloudy here, but then it'll be sunny and 79 again for tomorrow.
Right now it's 53 and cloudy downtown.
Today doth be talk like Shakespeare Day. A day to remember the immortal playwright Shakespeare's day of birth by attempting to speaketh like the bard. And wherefore, you ask? Because Shakespeare gave us the gift of truly magnificent sounding insults, such as this. Boss, I say to thee, sirrah, I liketh thee not, for thou art a beetle-headed canker blossom, a villainous rump-fed clotpole, and a paunchy pox-marked popinjay. Who doth not love that? Felicitations on thy natal day, good Shakespeare. May this day be as you like it.
It doth be time to give us the George Strait keyword. Deborah saith the keyword is...
The keyword is Morgan.
Morgan?
Morgan.
Like more again?
No, it's Morgan, like Morgan. The name.
Deborah saith the word Morgan.
Morgan.
Keep track of it. We'll do this again at 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 5 o'clock. The George Strait keywords, keep track of them. Tomorrow morning, be caller Z at 7:15 with all five keywords. The George Strait phrase that pays. Dave, try to sayeth the English language and he doth faileth. Two tickets to George Strait coming up on June 29th at Rice Eccles Stadium. Keep it here.
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Yes. This is coming in from Jody Weiniger. Shout out to cousins Sarah, Arco, Ashley, and Nancy. Great to see you at the family function. Love from your cousin Jody.
All fun.
Yes. And then we have a shout out. This is Pierre from Payson. I love that.
Yeah, I like that.
May you please wish my beautiful darling daughter Mika a happy birthday for me. She turns 11 today. Mika is the most beautiful, amazing, fun, loving 11-year-old. Daddy loves you so much. Enjoy your day, sweetie pie.
Hey, isn't Pierre that guy that's like a Jamaican or something? And he has a smile as big as the earth. He is the most cheerful guy.
Like on TV or something?
No. I'm talking about this Pierre.
Oh.
From Payson.
Oh, yeah. Probably is.
Anyway, such a, you know, just a little extra shout out to you. Because it really is amazing how people can really maintain such a positive aspect. And my gosh, dude, you've got it nailed. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. Shout out to Travis and Bree. They are having their first baby today. My first grandchild.
Aww.
Oh, that's so exciting. Peyton Oliver, shout out to my beautiful daughter, Coda. Good luck to her teachers at school today. I'd like to wish my sister, Penny, a very happy birthday. Love from your little sister. Morning, Dave and Deb. I'd like to give a shout out to Operation Surf. This organization helps military, police, and firefighters dealing with PTSD and other trauma in their lives. They have a golf tournament in May at Hill Air Force Base. Sponsors and donors are still welcome.
Man, I like that.
Yeah.
Do they give a place to where you could donate or whatever?
It says, I'll give contact info if needed.
Okay. All right.
Megan Anderson, shout out to my 3-year-old daughter, Oakley Anderson, who was so brave getting her ears pierced on Saturday at Station Park in Farmington at Claire's. She did great.
Your ears pierced or has the hole dried up?
No, I mean, still there, Dave.
Is it?
It's still there. Well, and still holding an earring. Good and solid.
All right. Well, I didn't know. Because sometimes they dry up, right? I mean,
well,
sometimes
you can let them heal over. We call them heal over.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Morning. I want to shout out to my hubby as we celebrate our 25th anniversary today. I would choose you again and again. I love you, Snidoo. Nice. Happy anniversary from Kim Snyder. And then stand by. Wish I had a way to do this two screens at once. Happy birthday to my sweet granddaughter, Alexa, from Sherry Downard. Love that. I'd like to give a shout out to my daughter and granddaughter, softball team in first place, undefeated. Love dad and grandpa. Go Cherry Bombs. Alicia Lester, shout out to the Lester kids. Good luck on testing today. It's the testing Lesters. Love from Mama and Papa. Shout out to all the Z crew. Love you guys from Amy Sanchez. Thank you so much.
Love you back.
Yes, it is me, Dave. Thank you for the shout out from Pierre from Payson.
Sweet. Love you, dude.
Pam Gardner, happy birthday to the best hubby, Corey Gardner. I love you. Please wish my grandson, Gabe, a happy birthday. Shout out to my mom, Lana. Thanks for ditching out on our lunch date today. Colette Ziegler, shout out to Kelsey Cottrell. Thanks for being a great friend. Matt Weekly, shout out to my wonderful wife, Sammy. She's the best. And shout out to my wife, Hannah, for always taking our two-year-old to his doctor appointments. This is David. Operation Surf has a website. So just Google Operation Surf.
All right.
We also have a couple of birthdays we want to shout out to. Lindsay Barlow, Tyson Johnson, Chandra Robinson, April Reynolds, Mindy Williams, Elaine Bentley, Wendy Craven, Barb Allred, Karina Rodriguez, Matt Casper, Danny Lovato, and anybody else that's having a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
Romper, bomper, stomper, boo, here is our birthday song just for you. You've had a birthday, listener dear. Happy days will come to you all year. If I had a wish, then it would be happy, happy birthday from the Z. Nate Smith, number one for country, right here, Z104 and Bulletproof. Dave and Deb here hanging with you Tuesday morning, and it's National Email Day today. So
you've got mail.
I just cleared mine out.
Did you?
While that song was playing, yeah.
Because you don't like the little red dots, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the same way. However, I looked at my wife's the other day, and it's like 5,000 or 6,000.
Oh my god!
In her, and she's got a little red bubble.
Come on, Linda! It's email like, day today.
She just doesn't.
She cleaned her closet, but not her email.
Nope. Yeah. And at that point, what do you do? You're not going to go look. There's some people that have chimed in and said they have over 100,000.
You just got to delete
can't
everything.
You just wipe it
and hope if it's important they'll contact you again.
I mean, if it was important, it would have been come to your attention by now, right?
I think somewhere along
those 800,000.
Yeah, I would think so. I would probably delete every single thing
except maybe the last
before
month
before the last week.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe even a month or something. I don't even know. I guess you can, right? Can't you do it date specific and just delete everything from...
I just go to the date you want to start with and then highlight everything and hit delete.
Yeah. It would be the easiest way, I would imagine, to send everything to your...
Oh, that would feel good. Come on, Linda.
Cleanse it.
You can do it.
We've talked about this as a subject on the air, and some people have said... they've had over 100,000 something or other. I mean, amazing amount.
Yeah, Linda's not the only one.
And not the one that, I'm just saying, not the one that even has the most. You know, there's some people that have really let them stack up there.
You've got mail.
Yeah. And you better get, I guess, unless your server comes out and said, hey, you're running out of space, dude. We only have so much space for you here in our server. And I would imagine...
Would you like to buy more?
Yeah.
April 23rd is National Email Day.
There's a computer virus in your account.
Use the power of communication in your inbox.
Delivery notification.
From heartwarming messages from family members...
Hot and lonely singles in your area.
To important...
Lose weight now.
Updates...
You've won the lottery.
At work.
A princess from Morocco wants to meet you.
National Email Day honors...
Verify your Apple iCloud account.
The impact...
Cash in your Bitcoin account now.
That email has...
Your online account has been locked.
On our lives...
A refund is coming your way.
In today's...
Claim your gift card now.
Tech-dependent world.
Please update your payment details.
Oh, no!
Every single one of those... Obviously, we're meant in that particular thing as a joke, but you know, there are some people.
Yeah, I think I just deleted all those.
And bless their hearts.
Yeah.
You know, but there are some people that really fall for it, and it's unfortunate. You know, they're like, oh, I better update my payment details. I better click on this link and give them, I better update my credit card.
And there's still those ones from Nigeria that said, hello, madam. hope you are having a great day. I need to speak with you about something very important.
Right.
Prime Minister Nikki Hawa has left you $100 million.
Right.
But it must be claimed by Tuesday.
Yeah, please give us all your personal information and your bank account to wire the money.
Who is going
to
answer that?
I know. But there are people that do it.
0278 or visit UtahContainers.com. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Right on. Matt chiming in from Mountain Valley RV up there in Heber said that the secret is to when you just get so many emails that you haven't checked, you just set up a new email address and change all your important stuff. Go to that one, and the old one just becomes your junk email address. And there you go. Now you have it. How many emails do you have?
I don't know how many I have.
No. I mean, email
how many
addresses.
Accounts?
Yeah, how many accounts?
I have an iCloud one and I have the work one. I have the iCloud one because I think I had to set it up.
I did too.
When I was doing iCloud or something.
I did too. It's some kind of like at me or something or iCloud or something.
Mine's at iCloud.com.
You obviously don't use it.
No, I don't. Do you?
Uh-uh. Nope.
Now, I also have one other one and then I have the work one. And here has been my biggest mistake in the whole wide world. And that is I have used my work email for everything. So if I ever leave here, I'm SOL.
Me too.
I mean,
I've had it since dirt.
Same here. And I just can't even imagine. It's going to be, I've had people go, well, you should have set up a... It's almost like what Deb does to me.
You should have had a tax folder for all your tax stuff, Dave.
So you don't have to go through everything.
Dave, you should set up a Gmail account.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have got sick. You shouldn't have gone outside.
Don't you have a junk mail?
I don't. I have junk mail.
I have one account that I send all of, like... promotional stuff, like if you have to sign up for something to get 10% off because you know they're going to start sending you stuff, I give a certain email to that,
right? Which is
then
smart.
I have my personal email for the important stuff like your banking and blah blah blah, and then I have a work email. I have two work emails,
so I kind of feel like Lee now has turned into Deb. And now she's like, well, you really should have set
Dave,
up.
We're not wrong.
You should have set up a junk
However,
email.
I don't have a junk email.
You should have
either.
Set up this, and this is. I know.
The junk email, you guys, is so nice because you can just clear it, and you don't have to worry, unless you're looking for something specific from somebody.
Yeah,
it's just like you can get all the discounts you want, and not have to worry that they're going to be sending you.
Yeah.
Advertisements.
But I still feel like your regular email gets junk.
It does.
Because it gets sold and traded. That's why I just have the one. Because I just feel like I get junk anyway. So.
Well, enough talking about all this. Enough junk talk. I'm just... I know I shouldn't have... There's so many things that I should have done better in my life. And that was one of them. And now I'm just too deep into it.
It's not too late to change. It's never too late, Dave.
Jana Shepherd says, email tip, make a filter with the word unsubscribe and delete those. Those will be the sales/junk sites.
There you go. 8:21, we're back with Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes.
It is a new song from Low Cash. Those guys have made their own record label. And this is their first release as a team, record label. And we'll tell you about the song. We'll see what you think about it. And somebody's going to win 2 wristbands to Country Jam Colorado, June 20th through 22nd. See artists like Jelly Roll, Thomas Rhett, Parker McCollum. Prices go up this Friday, so get your wristbands now at countryjam.com.
Sweet.
Now for Dave and Deb's Dump It or Dig It.
Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes.
All right, it comes to us from Low Cash, Preston Bruce, Chris Lucas. They wrote this song with a couple other Nashville songwriters. It is the first to be released via their newly formed Galaxy label group. And it is a mid-tempo tribute to small-town settle-downers. It's called Hometown Home. We want to know what you think about it. 385-292-1043. Somebody's going to win two wristbands to Country Jam Colorado June 20th through 22nd, where you'll see Jelly Roll, Thomas Rhett, Parker McCollum as headliners, and many, many other more artists. Prices go up Friday, so be sure and get your wristbands now at countryjam.com.
Two of the nicest guys on the planet. Low Cash, Hometown Home. Oh, and by the way, if you want to call the radio station too, you can vote that way. Just give us a dump it or dig it on this one. Hometown Home.
Try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise. Every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right in. Ain't even up, let's take it back to the field we had our first day. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down. Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could make this hometown home. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere got another idea, we could kick it right in. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down.
Low Cash. Preston and Chris, in fact, I shot off a text to both of them, and they said, hey, Preston said, if it gets digged, tell us right away. And if it gets dumped, don't. We love those two guys. What do you think about that song called Hometown Home?
Shaylee Perez, love this song. Big Dig. Casey Heyman, dig it. Matt Weekly, Randy. Wow, takes me back to when I was younger. Love it. Shannon Griffin, dig it. Worth being late to work to hear it. Really like this one. Christy Kelling, Tyler Manzanares says dig it. Cody Casto, Zane, Lori Miller, Donna Doust, AJ, Brenda Wanless, Diane Gates, Jennifer Perry, Laura Facer, Ashley Simpson, digging these guys since I first saw them at Country Explosion. Jana says digging it. Brooke says dump it. Melissa Atwood, digging it. Tanya Rigby, Jana Ogard, Brooke. It's all right. It'll grow on me. I like Low Cash, so I'm going to dig it. Thank you. Dig it. I love it. Jen Burks. I already know I love it. Dig it. Hi, Dave and Deb. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Thanks for saying hi. Charlotte Lyman says dig it. Danny the Trucker. Kathy Iverson, D. Stewart, Michelle Spainhauer, Michelle Mansell, Mike Danforth, Russ Skeen, dig it for sure. Rhonda Hubbs, dig it. Chris Fukuda is digging it. Travis White, Lance Billings, Alicia Armstrong, Dylan Anderson, Denise Timms, Stephanie Christensen, Tanner Harrison, Nicole Lompre, Michelle, Chase Larson, Lori Miller, Kate Lacroix, Kelly Terry, Cheyenne, Lisa Bramwell, Brittany, Corden, Shaley, Maggie Skinner, Anita Erickson, Sterling Swenson.
All digs.
All digs.
Right on.
So I don't think those guys, you can just text yeah, them and I'm tell them it was digged.
It was a landslide.
It was a landslide.
It was digged. And we're going to pick a winner off of that as well. When the music stops, Deb will stop scrolling, and that's how we randomly and sophisticatedly pick a winner.
Absolutely scientific. Chase Larson is our winner. Chase Larson, you have two tickets for Country Jam Colorado with openers Parker McCollum, Jelly Roll, and Thomas Rhett, and a whole bunch more artists. Remember, tickets go up on Friday. Get your tickets today at countryjam.com. It happens June 20th through 22nd at the Jam Ranch in Mac, Colorado.
Dump It or Dig It, brought to you by Baku E-Bikes and Scooters, and they have extended, because it has been so popular, their adventure bundle, which includes a top cargo bag, two side cargo bags, a Baku tent, trailside repair kit. This whole thing is like a $600 value. It's a cool bundle that you'll want to get on all loaded up and head off into the backwoods or just kind of buzz around your neighborhood. It's a game changer. Baku, check it out now. And their adventure bundle, elevate your adventure at Baku.com. BAKCOU.com. Morgan, featuring Ernest there and Cowgirls, again right now in my top three. Deb and I have something in common, and that's that song right there.
Yep.
Well, actually, we have a lot in common. We love country music, and we're both full of hot air. Now,
speak for yourself, Dave.
I know. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Gee.
Mm.
Such an incredible and talented songwriter and singer.
It's very impactual.
Yes, it is. Well, especially when you bring in a lot of your own dirt and you pack it down.
Right.
It's
yes.
very impactual.
Yes, it is.
It is. It hits you right there in the feels, doesn't it? All right. I'm learning. Impactful. Hey, what state hunts the most? So you think, and when I saw this and I was looking it up this morning.
I would have thought Utah.
Yeah. Well, maybe there is.
Maybe
there is. We'll see what the list says. Now, did you know that there were 15.9 million licensed hunters in the United States as of 2023? Now, the amount of hunting licenses has slowly dwindled down from its peak of roughly 17 million in the 1980s when there were deer.
Now, the following stats are based on 2023 hunting numbers and 2022 survey population estimates. Here are the states with the most paid hunting license holders per capita.
I do remember on hunts when I was growing up, man, it was so common.
It was a thing.
It was a thing, but it was also so common for us to be able to we would all fill our tags and we would all fill them with probably 4 point or better bucks. And with just a trailer full of, it just wasn't even thought of. I mean, you just all went out there and all got big bucks and man, now, I mean, by the time I got old enough to hunt, I was excited that I hit a 2 point with a bow and I'm like, I'll take it. But there are some people out there that are just diehard hunters. Oh yeah, I pass on anything less than a 28 point. You know, but I mean, I know that doesn't exist unless it's a freaky deer. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are people out there that only go for the big bucks. And some of us have to, you know, settle for regular permits. We don't get to hunt on private property. And so you take what you can get, especially when you're in.
So what's the issue? Less places to hunt, fewer animals, both?
Probably both.
Less licenses being issued?
I think it's just a matter of The herd population, the deer, population, I think it's just dwindled. It's hard to get, I think more and more hunters are out there. It's hard to let the deer mature to where they are bigger bucks, and because they're being shot by people like me at 2 point. And but we also use the meat too. I mean, everybody should be using the meat somehow or another. Don't be shooting any crap that you're not going to use the meat or pass it along to somebody who's using the meat. Don't just shoot for the hell of it. So here are the top five. Idaho, 15.6% are licensed hunters. That's a total of about 301,000.
North Dakota came in fourth, 19.3% of the population. Licensed hunters, 150,000 licenses issued.
Now Montana coming in next, a little over 20% licensed hunters, which works out to about 231,000 total.
South Dakota, 22.7% of its population are licensed hunters, 206,000 licenses issued.
Now, this kind of doesn't surprise me. Wyoming coming in at over 23% of its populations is a licensed hunter, or in other words, about 136,000 total.
So that was states with the most hunting licenses per capita. These are the states with the most paid hunting licenses, period. Number five, Wisconsin, 669,813 licenses issued.
About 728,000 in Tennessee.
Georgia, 770,000.
Over 900,000 Pennsylvania.
And Texas is in first place, most hunting licenses, period. 1,170,000 licenses issued for hunting last year in the state of Texas.
Now, most of the stuff is whitetail, and it doesn't really measure up to the mule deer that we have out here.
Oh, Dave.
To me, I just think, I shouldn't say that. I mean, because that's all they, you know, that's, you just hunt what you got in your state, you know? But I know a lot of the country artists that we talk to and stuff that are actually living in Nashville, they'll head out west because they want the big bucks. Yep. They love that, those big mule deer and the bull elk and everything else. So they love coming out west. Now, Bunny, who is the wife of Jelly Roll, spoke out here a little bit on the effects of social media.
My husband got off the internet because he is so tired of being bullied about his weight. And like, that makes me want to cry because he is the sweetest angel baby. My husband doesn't show it to you guys, but I'm going to have a very vulnerable moment here. It hurts him. The internet can say whatever they want about you. And they say, well, you're a celebrity. You're supposed to be able to handle it. We're not. Enough is enough. Don't bully people because you never know where they are mentally.
We'll talk a little more after this.
I'm a county jail revival. I'm a Bible.
If you're one of those social media or internet bullies, then I hope you're halfway to hell by now, because there is absolutely no reason. It's not called for. And we can, you know, we can splutter off about this every day. And y'all are keyboard warriors back behind your little phone and your laptop. And you think you're all tough and you can type all of these mean things to people. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm just sitting back here and I'm just making life miserable for everybody.
The main takeaway from the Bunny and Jelly Roll thing is just to be nicer to people in person and anonymously over the internet. The celebrities we love are people, too, with big hearts, and they go through mental health struggles just like anybody else does.
And I don't blame anyone that has a person that handles their social media when you get to be big enough. And maybe you've got thousands and thousands or millions of followers, and you know that somebody will probably just step in and probably be your go-between, your middleman, the one who screens and takes all of the crap out of it, and so you don't have to see it. But until that happens, and some people still like to have hands-on with their own social media accounts. You know, the Bunny, his wife, Jelly Roll's wife, then said, here's your question. Do you know how many people kill themselves from being bullied a year? And she says, enough is enough.
So maybe the next time you feel like being mean to someone on the internet, delete it before you send it. Treat others how you want to be treated. A few months back, a biohacker named Gary Brecka started working with Jelly, vowed to help him drop 250 pounds in a little over a year. Jelly initially weighed in at 494. And as of this month, Jelly says he's down 70 pounds and he's feeling great. And he really is a really kind person.
Super kind person.
It's heartbreaking to know that it's affecting his mental health.
Yeah, and I can see, you know, because he is kind of tender. And you can say, oh, yeah, man, he's making all those bucks. He needs to suck it up and handle it. No, he doesn't. And y'all don't need to, and I'm just pointing my finger at the very small percentage of idiots. But you know who you are. And you're an idiot. And maybe just not even halfway to hell, but just go to hell. Because you need to stop. And it's just, it. And look.
Trish Cutler says, all bullies can go to hell. I have a 29-year-old daughter that struggles daily with mental health since junior high bullies.
I'm grateful.
So it can affect you your whole life.
I'm grateful they have a campaign out against it. So, and we've seen that over the, you know, last year or so. And that's about all I can do is hope that maybe it'll help some people just stop and give it a second thought, just for a moment, to try to think before they type out something that is just stupid. And
Brenda, you know, Peterson says, if you think you're better than anyone else, please move on to your own people and island. We will never meet your standards.
Right.
Kaylee Boren says, amen, in all caps with about five N's. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Michelle Mansell, we love seeing Jelly on American Idol. He is a very sweet person.
Yeah, it really.
And I think people think because people are celebrities that they get, oh, I want to read you this thing.
Man, it just gets me fired up while you're hunting for that. I get really passionate about it because Deb can speak for herself, but I am far, far, far from being anywhere near what these celebrities put up with. But when we do, and it was like what I posted earlier, or what I said earlier, you know, sometimes you'll just put post a picture, and then you just get picked apart by idiots. You know, you just get, everything is critiqued. And we're not, you know, it's not, we're not the only ones. You've got TV people that are putting up with the same crap. You know, don't like your dress today. I don't like the tie. You suck. Look at your hair color. You bada badee. You know.
So Summer Andreasen sent this to me, and I know we've talked about, and you've probably seen Taylor Swift's new Tortured Poets Department ad nauseum, but there's a song on there called Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? Taylor revealed that she wrote the tune alone, sitting at the piano in one of those moments when she felt bitter about all the things we do to our artists as a society and as a culture. She says there's a lot about this particular concept on the Tortured Poets Department album. What do we do to our writers and our artists and our creatives? We put them through hell. We watch what they create, then we judge it. We love to watch artists in pain, often to the point where I think sometimes as a society, we actually provoke that pain and just watch to see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm powerful. I'm going to make somebody hurt.
Right. It just kills me. Unless you're perfect, shut the hell up. And none of us are perfect, so maybe
my
it can
son
be a little
has
lesson.
Been on a suicide risk since 9 years old because of bullying. He's 15 now, and it's a daily battle.
Jeez, it's just sad. Yeah. Just so uncalled for. Well, I'm just going to go home. Hey, do you guys ever get into the when you get into the airport and you see all of the people that do the clear thing?
Yeah. I've thought about it a few times. I've never actually. I think I did it once when it was a free trial.
I did too.
Then I turned it off before they charged me with a $99
or
whatever.
I did not.
Okay.
And then they charged me, and so I had to call them up, and then because I didn't mark it down in my calendar. I know. Go ahead.
Dave, mark it down in your calendar. Get a folder.
Yeah. I didn't mark it down in my calendar to go ahead and give them a call and turn it off. So they charged me. I had to call them up. They refunded it. They went ahead and reversed it. They stopped the thing and everything. But, you know, they made me feel all important. We'll talk about this coming up, how this clear thing is affecting some people. And maybe some states might be looking at banning it. We'll find that out coming up. Battle of the Sexes as well at the bottom of the hour.
Hey.
happens, doesn't it? You're in the back seat of a car after prom night.
Oh, Dave.
And next thing you know, hey, speaking of prom, if you want to go to Dave and Deb's, the Strong VW Dave and Deb's Second Chance Prom, that's coming up on May 18th, Doubletree Suites up there in Salt Lake City. Still some rooms left. They're going fast, though, and they only have a limited number of rooms. So if you do want to stay there, you got to jump on this thing. More details on our website at z104country.com.
Tickets just $10.43, and we don't keep the money. We're giving it to I Care for Kids. Come and enjoy a really fun night with DJ Thunder and the Z staff and friends that you bring, family that you bring, and donate to a good cause.
Yeah. Taught everything to DJ Thunder that I know. No, he's killer. He's better than I am. He's my boy, and so it'll be a good one.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
It's National Lovers Day.
You love so much.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you so, so much.
My love,
there is so much love in this world.
We are so very much in love.
So much love.
My lover.
My lover.
To my lover.
Happy National Lovers Day.
Showtime. It is National Lovers Day today, and for my wife, it's just Tuesday.
Oh, brother.
Hey, baby.
Okay, Dave.
Hey, baby. Hey, a couple of more comments coming in about the social media thing, too, because I think it hits a button with a lot of us here because it's such a bad deal. No matter how educated, talented, rich, or cool you are, how you treat people ultimately tells all. Another one coming in here, social media made y'all comfortable with disrespecting people and not getting punched in the mouth for it. And I honestly wish we were back in the day when we could still punch people in the mouth without getting sued.
I've read this before. It's a quote from Brene Brown. It says, from her book called Dare Greatly, "If you're not in the arena getting your ass kicked on occasion, I'm not interested in or open to your feedback. There are a million cheap seats in the world today filled with people who will never be brave with their own lives, but will spend every ounce of energy they have hurling advice and judgment at those of us trying to dare greatly. Their only contributions are criticism, cynicism, and fear-mongering. If you're criticizing from a place where you're not also putting yourself on the line, I am not interested in your feedback."
Yeah, I love that. That's probably a good generic thing to just copy and paste when people throw crap.
That's why I have it at the ready, because I read it a lot.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much, man. I mean, all you have to do is just breathe, and somebody will say that you're breathing wrong. You say the sky is blue, and they'll be like, no, it's not. It's just weird. Now, we'll switch gears here just a little bit, and let's just go ahead and judge the people who do the clear thing at the airport. If you want to judge people, I felt guilty of, I fell for this. I was in line at the long security line, and one of the clear people came up, and they're kind of hollering at people. Does anybody have an American Express card? That's all they were doing. Do you have an American Express card? I'm like, well, yeah, I do. I mean, I have a thing, and I was all proud of myself, and I'm like, oh yeah, I got a platinum, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I got one. They're like, hey, come here. We can get you through the line. We can skip all of this. And I went, all right, So we duck underneath the thing with our bags and our carry-ons. My wife and I go over. They make us each fill out a thing on the computer. You go through all of the little different steps. And honestly, it takes a little more time than you think, because you're watching the security line that you were in. And you're over there typing in all of this information, and they're having to get you cleared and this and that and the other. And by the way, we won't charge you anything, but we do need a payment entered in here. And
because in 30 days.
Yeah. and then there's smart people like Deb that marked it down in her calendar and canceled it before. I didn't. And the next thing I know, $200-something is tagged onto my credit card bill. So I had to call them up and get it removed and stuff like that. And honestly, it is I don't know what it is, man, but I fell for it. And then after you get your little thing, then they take you to the front of the line. And that kind of makes you feel a little awkward, because then you just butt right in, and then you're standing there next with a clear person. Like, he's your personal escort to the front of the line.
Well, what they're saying is, look at this guy.
Yeah.
You could be this guy.
Right. And that's part of their little marketing plan, So I fell for it, and I are one of them, was for a 30-day period. But I never really ever used it other than that one time, because I don't fly that often. And so then I'm in line for this last little thing that we went on here a few weeks ago, and sitting here, and we get all the way up to the front of the line, and I'll be danged if about three clear escorts bring in three of their people, and they just, we're more important than you. And we're just going to stand here, and then we're going to be the next in line, and then they escort them up and escort them up and escort them up while you're standing there. And I'm like, huh. And then on top of that, then you get on the plane and you have to pass all of the first class people in the plane. So two state senators in California just introduced a bill, and they're going to try to ban CLEAR from airports in the state of California. Their argument is it's just letting wealthier people pay to cut in line. And they're pretty much right.
When you sign up, CLEAR records your biomarkers like fingerprints and eye scans. Then for $189 a year, you get to skip to the first part of the TSA line. A rep for the company escorts you directly to the X-ray machine, so you bypass all the poor people.
Well, sure. Oh, you silly little white trash people. You little peasants, wait for me. The new bill would get rid of that, or third-party vendors like CLEAR would have to pay more for their own dedicated security line at airports in California.
One of the politicians behind it is a Democrat. The other is a Republican. They say no one at the airport should have to suffer the, quote, indignity of somebody pushing you out of the way to let a rich person pass you.
Yeah, man. I get it.
California,
I totally get it.
Would be the first state to ban it, but it could be an uphill battle. Industry groups are lining up against it and calling it government overreach.
So here's where we're at. Delta, United, and other major airlines are fighting the bill because they have partnerships with CLEAR. Of course they do. They claim that they might even have to raise ticket prices if that happens.
Now there's
also... Wait a minute. Why should we be paying more ticket prices just because they want to have a little partnership with CLEAR?
Because it's capitalism. Jeez. And if they want to say we got an increase in the cost of business, they can do it.
Yeah.
There's also a TSA pre-check, which is similar. Some say it's better. It only costs around $80, and that's good for 5 years.
Yeah, and it is. And I, one of my kids was traveling quite a bit at a certain time, and he did that. He did the little pre, he paid for it because it pays for itself. I mean, you know, when you travel quite a bit. Now, the last time I just randomly got selected for TSA pre-check has been probably 5 years. And it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, not very often. Deb Nacko says, my husband crop dusts his way past first class.
Oh, can you imagine? Except I don't know about y'all, but I can't crop dust with a guarantee that it will be silent.
Right.
Now, if you have that talent where you can crop dust silently, that's a good talent right
it
there.
It sure is.
But I can't guarantee that because it would be my luck that I'd be going all the way down through first class, and then I would be shamed. However, I did tell you that I thought we would just splurge a little bit this last time we did first class, and people really do. It's weird.
Was it just so nice?
It was really nice.
Oh,
it really
yeah.
was, and I really am jealous of the people who do that. It really was amazingly nice, and I just splurged this one time, and it was honestly because I wanted to not. No, it wasn't. It wasn't secondary. First of all, we wanted to just try it, okay? And then and they'd served you dinner and stuff like that, and it was kind of cool. But secondly, it was interesting to observe the people's faces, like the peasants, like that I was, am, are, that walked past. It was really funny. A lot of them don't even want to look at you in the eye. They kind of glance over, and then they look away like, oh, I better. You know, I'm like, dude, it's okay. Look. We don't do this. We're stupid. We don't do this on a regular, you know, nobody knows that, but I'm
right.
Inside. I'm like, we don't do this as a regular thing.
It's like the caste system in a long silver tube because everybody's graded on where they sit.
Yes. Yeah. And I even know that the, you know, cause they have a stewardess or stewarder dude. What are they called? What's a steward dude called?
Flight attendant.
Oh yeah. Flight attendant. Oh, yeah. They have a flight attendant. So they have a flight attendant designated just for first class. That's all they do, is they just treat the snobs in that area. And that's all they do. I'm pretty sure, 99% sure, that the flight attendant knew that my wife and I don't do this on the reg. You know.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I'm like, one of these things just doesn't belong here. And we were sitting there, and every time they would come by, bring by one of those little bottled waters, I'd be like, yeah, I'll take one. You know? And then a few minutes.
What you got for free?
And then a few minutes later, they'll go by again. I'm like, yeah, I'll take one. And after a while, I ended up with six small bottled waters that we in our bag, you know,
when
that I could take.
Put these in your purse.
Yep, that's exactly what I did. Well, I'm so redneck, man.
Somebody said, I was out of town this weekend. I was in the elevator just getting out, totally crop dusted the people getting in as I was laughing down the hall. I could hear them all dying.
Oh.
My husband cropped.
You've done that before.
I have. My husband crop dusted in Timpanogos Cave. What's worse, he didn't care if it was silent.
Wow.
All right. Wow.
That would be kind of cool, though, to hear it echo.
Have some pride.
You know?
Brenda's husband. Yeah. It would.
That would
oh, yeah.
Be kind of fun, you know?
You might cause some of those stalagmites or stalactites to come off the ceiling.
Because then it would be like, and then it go.
Yep.
It would go all the way through. Hey, let's battle it out. Guy and a girl, prize on the line.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right, we have tickets to Monster Jam. You can experience big-time family fun at Monster Jam May 4th at Rice-Eccles Stadium. At Monster Jam, world champion athletes and their 12,000-pound monster trucks tear up the dirt in wide-open competitions of speed and skill.
You'll win the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. Edge. All right. Morning, Z104. What is your name?
Cole.
Hi, Cole. How the heck are you, buddy?
I'm freaking amazing. How are you?
Good for you, man. Good. I love the attitude. Hey, have you ever flown first class?
Yes.
Have you really? Do you do it on the regular or just every once in a while?
Just when it's only a couple bucks more.
Yeah. When it kind of comes up. And you can upgrade and they're like... I had only done it one other time, and it was just because the seats were open, and they actually came to us, and they said, hey, do you guys want to move up? And I'm like, yeah, we do.
ding, 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 ding.
did you feel better than other people when you did it?
Felt like an a-hole.
Oh, you did? You didn't feel an air of superiority? Yes,
no,
you did.
Like it kind of makes you feel like a fish out of water a little bit, though. It kind of does.
Yeah, it totally does.
All right. Let's see
we'll
if we can't find
girl.
Your girl here
Hang
on this thing here. Morning, the Z. Who is this? Who is this?
Jessica.
Oh, Jessica. Okay. Jessica and Cole. We're going to let ladies go first, Cole.
All right, Jessica. Wrestler John Cena turns 47 today. Which of the following superhero movies did he star in? Black Panther, Suicide Squad, or Avengers Infinity War?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose her?
We lost a person.
Who's here?
Jessica.
No. I'm here.
Yeah. All right, we lost Jessica. We'll have to get another...
All right. Sorry about that, Jessica. We didn't do anything, I promise. I didn't do it. Morning of the Z, who is this?
Oh, this is Amber.
Amber. All right, I'm going to ask you the question.
Okay.
Wrestler John Cena turns 47 today. Which of the following superhero movies did he star in? Black Panther, The Suicide Squad, or Avengers Infinity War?
I'm pretty sure it's Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Yep, you're pretty sure right. Cole.
Awesome.
Happy birthday to Gigi Hadid. Gigi Hadid's mother, Yolanda Hadid, was a star on a reality television show. What was the name of the show? Was it The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Vanderpump Rules, or 90 Day Fiancé?
I've never heard of these individuals ever, so I'm just going to have to take a stab in the dark. I'm going to go with B.
Which B? Did he say B? It was A. On that one, it was The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
All right, Amber, happy German Beer Day. Which of the following beers are German? Heineken, Beck's, or Guinness?
I want to say Guinness.
You want to say Guinness? It's Beck's.
Oh, geez.
All right, Cole, let's see if we can't pull out a check mark here. Which beauty product is often used to set makeup and reduce shine on the skin? Concealer, primer, or setting powder?
Oh, damn it. I should know this. I have 5 year olds.
You should.
Wait, you have a 5 year old?
No, I have 5 women that live in my house.
Oh, okay. Concealer, primer, or setting powder?
I'm going to say, what was the second one?
Primer. You know, like in paint. Paint in a barn.
I'm going to go primer.
It's setting powder.
Yep.
No. I'm sorry.
All right, Amber.
It was setting powder.
Amber, in the Legend of Zelda video game series, what is the name of the princess that Link often rescues? Daisy, Peach, or Zelda?
Zelda.
Yes.
Yeah, she got you.
You are the winner. You're going to Monster Jam.
Awesome.
Cole, give us just a moment here. We'll go ahead and do this bonus question just for the fun of it. What is the primary ingredient in traditional hummus? Is it black beans, garbanzo beans, or red beans?
Garbanzo.
Yeah, you got it. Are you a hummus lover?
Not a lover, but I'll eat it.
Okay. You know, I thought they have all kinds of different flavors of hummus now, and it's kind of nice. You know, sort of masks the chickpeas taste.
I like the chickpea taste.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just regular old hummus.
Yeah.
Do you buy it on the rig?
No.
Okay.
No. I've rarely had it, but I've liked it.
Okay. All right. Look, dude, you not enough to pull it off, but thanks so much, Cole. Give us in your best monster truck voice what radio station you listen to.
Z104.
Four. And now, your turn, Amber. Go ahead and let us know what event that you're going to in your best monster truck voice.
Monster Jam.
Yeah. Good one.
Okay. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate your time. Happy Tuesday to you. Enjoy that 75 degrees that we have later on this afternoon, all right?
Okay. Love you.
Thank
bye.
You.
All right. Love you. Bye. We are on our way back with a few little leftovers. We'll tuck those in right after this. Doo-doo-doodly-doo. Good stuff on the way, as always. Jimmer takes over. And right into the 10 a.m. hour, he'll be doing the mystery sound at 10:50. Now, $334 on the line. And guess what day it is?
It is New Clue Tuesday.
There you go.
It's an artist with his voice altered. And if you can figure out who it is, you're going to win $334. Don't forget the instant cash song of the day, What My World Spins Around by Jordan Davis. It played in the 7 a.m. hour. It'll play again in the 10, 1, and 4 p.m. hours. Caller Z wins $250 cash. Doesn't matter what you've won on the radio station lately, you are eligible to win the cash, and you can keep winning the cash as well.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah, and then we also are going to be encouraging you to listen at the top of the hour. Coming up here at 11 o'clock, at 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 5 o'clock. Now, we also gave a word out at 8 a.m. In addition to that. So there's a total of 5 George Strait keywords to keep track of for your straight to George phrase that pays. And if you have all 5 words, call us in tomorrow morning at 7:15 when we tell you to call in. And then if you get through as caller Z with those five words, you're heading off to see King George in concert June 29th at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Incredible.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Don't forget about the prom. Strong VW's Dave and Deb's Second Chance Prom. It's May 18th at the Doubletree downtown Salt Lake City. Rooms and tickets are now on sale. Just go to z104country.com for all the details.
And just like that, we're getting a little bit closer to Hump Day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to get a little humpy, and we're also going to take some of your advice. Not advice, but little comments for your What's Your Deal Wednesday? What's on your mind? And it basically gives you a chance to sound off a little bit. And let us know what's been you've been thinking about. Am I the only one? Little shower thoughts here and there, something like that. And then we also do Wednesday's Word.
We'll have some great prizes tomorrow, and we hope you'll join us. It's everybody's favorite game show.
Wednesday's Word. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll be back at the crack.
But tune in anyway.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. Ciao!